Dude, I'm so happy that we get a chance to talk to you about this. We just did an episode with a couple of my cousins about Lizzie Borden. And when you messaged me, and by the way, if you don't know, Ant is a hilarious stand-up comic based out of Long Island.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. It's WW Bro Podcast, right?
Correct, the WW Bro Podcast.
Dude, it is unreal. I know you're closing in on the goal here. It blows my mind, dude, because he's closing in. Is it okay if I tell people?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's about to hit the 200-pound lost mark using the WW program and everything.
Wow.
It's insane, dude. All right, because when I met him, he was, you know, started going through the whole process and everything like that, and then he puts up, you got to follow his Instagram, too. He's got a great Instagram. But that program needs to pay you a fucking royalty, dude.
Right.
All right.
Spokesperson.
Holy shit. But
only one day.
Yeah, you earned it, too. My mom's actually listened to a couple episodes of your show.
Oh, really?
That's true. I told her all about it, man, so she's into it.
That's hilarious.
Well, she does the program, nice. Too, so.
Yeah.
But we just did an episode on Lizzie Borden, and then you messaged me on Insta to tell me that, Kahuna started laughing at us already because he goes, this is some white people shit. You've actually stayed at the house?
I stayed twice at the house. Been there
twice?
You did it twice? Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah, twice. I've been there twice. I slept over in the Lizzie Borden house twice.
Jeez. How did this happen?
Well, the first time I ever been there, I went like on a day tour, and you know, regular tour of the house, you're going through it, and it wasn't until like towards the end of it, we went up to the maid's room.
Oh wow!
And my ex fiance, like my fiance at the time, she like pushes me out of the way and like goes to the corner of the room, and she's like, "There's something with this corner." And I'm like an idiot. I'm like, "Why? Because it's going down, like the way the building is." She goes, "No, there's something with this corner. I can't. There's something drawing me to this corner." And I'm like, "You're out of your mind. There's nothing." So the tour guide walks in and goes, "Well, my first ghost experience in this house happened in this room from that corner." But like my girlfriend at the time was like running to, she said, "In the room, and she felt like she heard like two children playing, and like it felt like something like hit her, go toward her." And apparently, the house next door to the Borden house also had something happen, where the woman drowned both her kids in a well, and now supposedly their ghost lives up in the attic of the Borden house.
Holy shit!
It's just a
wow,
block of
nice neighborhood, huh?
Yeah, a block
yeah.
of horrors. Jesus,
it's a block of crazy.
In their defense,
so
I think this was the Buckner year for the Red Sox in the
yeah.
World Series.
So, my ex, like, well, I want to stay here now. I want to sleep in this room. I'm like, you're out of your mind. I want to sleep in this room. But we went back and we stayed overnight in the maid's room, which is supposedly one of the most haunted rooms in the house. And I didn't sleep at all. It's an eerie feeling. I might have slept maybe like 2 hours out of the whole night. And I had the light was on. I slept with the light on. I was really scared.
Hell yes.
I would too, brother.
Yeah, we had met this other couple that was staying in the room next to us. Both my ex and the woman next to the room next to her had the same dream that they each went into the other room at the light. Like, my ex dreamt that she came into the room and shone our light, and the woman dreamt that my ex went in there and shone up their light. That breakfast, we talked about it the next morning.
Wow.
It's creepy house.
Let me ask you something. You said that was the maid's room, right?
Yes.
Now, that was on the third floor?
That's the third floor, yes.
Okay.
Right, all over the top.
Something that was twisting in my mind was there a back staircase, or did the maid have to go up, Maggie the maid, did she have to go up the front staircase, or was there a back staircase to get to her sleeping quarters?
There was a back staircase, because the way the house is, all the rooms are like connected, because Mr. Borden was so cheap that he wasn't like, he didn't have like a lot of, he didn't really didn't have, basically have indoor plumbing, there wasn't really a heating system, so back in those days, to save on heat, they didn't have hallways. All the rooms were just, like, together.
Right.
So they would go to the kitchen and you go all the way up. That's when you get to the main. You can also get through to the front staircase as well, the main staircase, where, like, when you go up the main staircase, that's where the murder room is, right at the top.
Right.
So I stayed in that room the second time, the murder room, which was actually one of the most calming experiences I ever had. It was not creepy. It was very... I was like, it felt peaceful. I slept. And the woman who owns it, this woman, Leanne, owns the house, said that Mrs. Borden was very welcoming. so people that may stay in the room, they don't get any weird vibes that they get in the other houses, the other rooms in the house.
Okay. Yeah, because I was questioning, because people were saying that when you went up the main staircase, your sight line was right into the guest bedroom where Mrs. Borden was found, you know, bludgeoned to death, hatcheted to death. And I'm wondering, well, how did Maggie get up to the third floor to her sleeping quarters if she didn't take the front staircase? So that explains it. There's a back staircase in order to get up to the third floor.
There is, but there's like, if there's all the accounts. Maggie, I think, was actually locked out of the house at the time the murders happened. She tried to, she couldn't actually get into the house.
Oh,
and
okay.
Some people think that she saw something happen, that she knew about something, because she actually, on her deathbed, wanted to confess something. And someone went to go record it, and by the time she got there, she had passed away.
See, that's creepy, too. And we had the family friend of Lizzie's that came to stay with them during this time. On her deathbed, she admitted to her sister that she had changed her testimony to protect Lizzie.
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy, a whole crazy... You know, we got really like into it once we went and read up on it and everything. And basically, Lizzie got off because one of the reasons was back in, you know, 1892, no one would think a woman could commit these murders.
Right.
Because of how gross they were and how severe they were. Like, the cops caught Lizzie burning clothes in the basement, which people believe that were the clothes she wore when she, you know, when she killed her father and her stepmother. A lot of evidence was just thrown out, and just it was really handled poorly by the police.
Did you hear this rumor? Because my father dug this one up, and I don't know if he found this on Wikipedia, History Channel, or Pornhub, but it was found. The idea was that she potentially had murdered her father while she was naked. That's why there was no blood on her.
That is I've heard that as well. That's why they couldn't find the murder clothes.
Jesus.
So I mean, that's crazy to think of as well. There was also like another theory that Lizzie was a lesbian and then did have a relationship with Maggie as well.
Oh,
so that's another. Yeah, I've heard that rumor that maybe that's why Maggie knew something or saw something. But supposedly they had a falling out afterwards and she went, you know, worked somewhere else and carried that to, you know, and she wanted to confess something, but she never had a chance.
Dude, this whole story has been wild, too, because we I had my cousin Megan in here with her two kids who are college age now. And it's still, you're sitting there, you're like, you know, doing the age and the math and everything in your head, like, okay, yeah, so you got about 10 years left before you murder your mother. That's weird. it was wild. You stayed there twice,
crazy.
You said, right?
Yeah, we stayed there the first time, and that's when we stayed in the maid's room. And they tore the house at night. And they bring you down to the basement. And it might just be like an optical illusion, but there is like a thing on the wall that looks like Mr. Borden, like something like he's with like a, I don't say like it's by like a burned wall, but there's an image on the wall that looks like Mr. Borden. It's pretty creepy.
That's wild. That's
wow.
Yeah.
That's like the red handprint
and
on the,
yeah,
the Molly
McGuire's. I've heard like recordings like people have done in the house of like him talking and stuff like that. And the woman Leanne, who owns the house, talks about it like they're still there. Like she's like, oh no, you get there's no other way. You encounter something every day almost. Like she's been in the office, which is now the barn, and she's seen just lights going on and off in the house while she's in there. Wow. And she's the only one there.
So the barn is still there where supposedly Andy hacked the heads off of all the pigeons, right?
Yes, the barn is still there. It's now the office and the gift shop.
Oh, dude. Gotta
that's sell a, that merch, baby.
Like
gotta
know,
sell
like
that merch.
Well, just to share my own, it doesn't involve Lizzie Borden, but my own story I had was my ex was, for our anniversary, went to, she loved going to bed and breakfast, so we were living in Florida at the time, and we went to Savannah, Georgia, and... It's Savannah. You're on like one of those hokey kind of a ghost pub crawl tours and stuff like that. And Kahuna just brought up, by the way, a photo of the wind chimes in the gift shop. Did you see this? It's a giant axe with bloody wind chimes hanging from the blade.
I've Yeah,
oh, this is legit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's the whole place is pretty cool. I mean, it's a cool place. I would very much recommend going there if you ever have a chance.
Yeah, my cousin Megan, because they go up to New Hampshire every year for to visit her mom's side of the family.
Now, is there anything else that they have on display about the case itself, or is it mainly just bed and breakfast that just happens to have happened to you?
There's the bed and breakfast. You can actually go to the Fall River Historical Society, and they have a lot on. I did that as well. You can go to her other house, which is called Maplecroft, which is the house she purchased after the murders.
Up in the hill? Right.
Yeah, and it's a really nice house. You can't go in it, but you just go see it. And I've been to the grave sites as well, the Boyden Graves at the cemetery there.
Was it Oak Lawn Cemetery? She's buried next to her sister, who she didn't talk to anymore after 1905, right?
Yeah, they had a falling out, and they both kind of like died like the same way. I think it's like crazy. I think they died like the same day or something like that. Even
I think it was like 10 days apart. It wasn't. Jeez.
10 days
it wasn't
apart,
a long time, right?
The same way they both like fell downstairs or something. I don't know. Something it's weird, but her involvement too. People don't, you know. Want to know what her involvement was. Supposedly she didn't have any, but there's rumors out there that she knew about it, and that's probably what some of the falling out was about as well. But after Lizzie got all that money, she lived it up. She had a house and had like parties and the theater community in that area.
There was a chick, Nance O'Neill, who was like a gorgeous woman from silent film that I guess was sexually adventurous, and they supposedly hooked up her and Lizzie a couple of times. But
yeah, she was supposedly very very adventurous.
Yeah, we were trying to cast this nowadays, where we said if Casey Anthony, if Casey Anthony had gotten away with the murder, and then bought a nice mansion, and then started hooking up with Katy Perry, that's kind of what we're going with over here right now.
Yeah, I mean. I compare it, like, and they were talking about it when I was there, kind of compared it to the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah.
How you had somebody who was of prominence, because the Bordens were a very prominent family in Fall River. They had, you know, a lot of money. Mr. Borden was a very successful businessman. And, you know, the girls didn't work. And he was a criminal, too. Like, she would just steal things. And Mr. Borden would just pay it.
Oh, yeah, she was a shoplifting thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she was a shoplifter, and she would go steal things, and Mr. Boyden would just pay it off, and like so she was literally got away with everything she did. She's never been charged for anything she's ever done.
Just to finish that dumb thing I was trying to say earlier about the Savannah thing, I thought this was it was kind of a pisser, because there is the hokiness of some of these things where people are going for an experience to see a ghost or something like that, but then like you said, your ex or whatever was drawn to a corner. That's not something that they're advertising on the tour. That's when the shit gets a little extra spooky.
Right. Right.
So. Yeah, and then she shared her first, you know, ghost experience she's had in the house. And I was like, first? She goes, oh, yeah, you work here, and it just happens. You know, you're in here all the time. But the thing was, you know, I don't know if anybody, if you believe in that stuff, my ex's cousin is a very successful psychic medium here on Long Island. And they always told her that she had the same ability if she wanted to pursue it. And I've had things happen when we lived together that was kind of very creepy. That things do follow her around, so that's why I put a little stock into this, because things have actually I've seen things happen just living with her.
No, totally.
That were out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
And the house it's got a creepy feel to it, but it's fun if you like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. And it's nuts, man. It was the thing at the very end of that Savannah tour we were on. It was a drunken pub crawl. That we were on, me and the girl.
Yeah.
And she had her, she used to say she had a, you know, a sense or whatever too. Like she used to smell flowers in certain buildings, and like it was like a wedding gown shop or something. And she smelled flowers. She goes, why do I smell flowers? I'm like, this place used to be a flower shop. Ah! And, but the one weird thing she had was she goes, what's up with that back room at this bar? This is an after hours bar. This is off the tour. This is like one of the last stops of the tour. And the bartender goes, oh yeah, we don't go. We're like, I refuse to go in that room. Like they know that I'm not going to touch anything in there. And she goes, yeah, I'm avoiding that room for some reason. She goes, yeah, but things like grab you in there. And it was, so I definitely put a little stock into it. Not too much, but because I can't, because I'll think too much about it. But it definitely is. The fact that you went there with somebody and who was like, I'm drawn to this. And then you said, we need to spend more time here. You have balls the set of fucking, I don't even know what, they're cantaloupes. They have to be melons, all right, in order to sit there and spend a night in that place.
It wasn't my idea. I mean, I talked into it. Put it this way, anybody who dates me can just basically tell me what to do, and I do it. but at first, So I was like, no, no effing way. No, I'm not doing that. And then I was like, okay, I'll just try it out. And the second time, because we used to go to Salem a lot too. So we would go either on the way back or two, we would stop at the Lizzie Borden house. And in Salem too, not to get too far off topic, but you've heard of the Salem witch trials, right?
Sure.
Okay, so what's not on the ghost walk tour there, and what's not on public knowledge, is Gallows Hill, where they hung everybody.
Ooh.
You can find it. It's there, but very hidden, and it's like, you know, there's actually this spray paint and stuff, like, pointing you, like, tourists to it, but, like, it's not something that they advertise because they're very, you know, they're not proud of that moment. And we went up to Gallows Hill where all this happened, and that kind of running around thing, my ex had the same thing where she was, like, running around to different areas on top of the hill, like, being drawn to different places. So, like, I've seen it happen twice with her, and it was the same kind of thing that happened, like, at the Lizzie Borden house where she just, like, pushed everybody out of the way and was like, no, there's something weird with this room.
Jesus Christ.
And that's, yeah, and then that maze room, too, like, there's... So they've woken up and the rocking chair was like at the one end of the room. They woke up, it was like next to the bed moving. So like it's a lot of creepy things happen in that bedroom.
Kahuna's out of the room now. Right. You just made Kahuna leave the room.
No. Feet don't fail me now.
I'm freaking good.
No, it's a thing, man. Black people don't play that shit. They really don't.
No,
it's,
we really don't. No. Which is why I'm like, y'all think it's a joke, but then at the end of the day, Lizzie Borden follows your ass home. Fuck that.
What they really think who's in the house, not so much Lizzie. I mean, they say like people have like, you know, they've done like ghost hunts and stuff like that, but Mr. and Mrs. Borden are very, supposedly very present in that house. And it's, you know, he like the way Leanne talked about who owns the place, she talked about it like, yeah, I own it, but it is Mr. Borden's house. That's how he sees it. And that's how he sees it. And it's, I'm right. Like, oh, you're mine.
Right.
But yeah, the second time I stayed, that it was like kind of like off season. And it was just like me and the other guy in the house, and it was quiet. And like you just hear like, I don't know if it's an old house, you hear like creaks and things, and it could play with the mind a little bit. But the second time we stayed in the murder room, like I said, it was actually, I got a great night's sleep. It was not, it was not creepy at all.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're way more normal than you should be. You know that.
Nope.
Holy shit.
Nope.
Hey, this is going to come out not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday. Do you have anything you want to plug? I want people to come check you out. I do have regular listeners all over the country, so we're pretty happy about that. I want people to come out and see you do stand-up.
Well, if you want to see me do stand-up on Long Island, October 20th, I'll be at Governor's Comedy Club. Also, if coming up in the future, I'm doing a live WW Bro podcast at the CM Theater in Oakdale, New York. That's not until January 12th, but... tickets are available. You can get them on my website, anthonydlive.com.
Uh-oh, you might actually be at the goal by then. You could beat that even before January.
Well, that's, I mean, 200's the next goal. I mean, I still have more to go after that, but 200 is like the next benchmark to hit. Hopefully,
you gotta enjoy the
I'll
milestones,
be there by next
bro.
Month.
That's yeah. Awesome, man. That is absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
No, Anthony's a super funny guy. Check him out on social media. Follow him on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everything, man. Just a great dude. I want to work with you again, brother. Let's fucking hang soon, can we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Done deal. I'll get you in studio here next time you're in Jersey. Thank you so much for the call, man, and thank you for adding another spooky layer to this episode.
No problem, man. Happy to help.
You got it, brother. Hey, be good. Thank you for everything, man.
All right. I'll see you soon, man.
Later,
take care.
Dude.
Later.